Matches are set for this Sunday. A title changes hands. A demon gets awoken. Chaos breaks out. But most importantly, it's all about positive vibes for the Nature Boy.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We can only hope that this music is playing throughout the hospital where he's at. Recovering right now.
It's gotta be.
Of course, we're starting off with the music for the Nature Boy Ric Flair, because first and foremost, we want to wish him well. We want to wish him amazing positive vibes from all of us, from fans across the world. We know he underwent a procedure today. We don't really know exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. But from all of us to the entire Flair family, our best wishes, our love to Ric, and just take your time. Recover. Get better. Because we have a lot more fun stuff to watch you do in your life.
I want him to pop out of that hospital bed and do the walk down the hallway.
Taking off his hospital gown, elbow dropping it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Revealing nothing underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can get away with it, too.
He could. Yeah. He'd still get the ladies.
Sure.
Got a nurse under each arm.
I mean, look, Space Mountain's closed for now, but it's going to reopen, I'm sure.
It's under renovations.
There you go, under renovations. Exactly. Welcome, everybody, to the Raw After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Let's get right into it. Full squad, this is the go-home show for SummerSlam coming up this Sunday. I'm Johnny LaQuasto. Find me on the social medias at JQuasto. That man right there, incredibly amazing, hilarious improviser. He's a director at Second City. He's working on a new film with Rocky Romero that I was lucky enough to be in. Find him everywhere at Mark Warzeka, because he is the Mark Warzeka.
Guys, I am just back from my hometown of Detroit, Michigan, where I was lucky enough to play in a couple of sold-out shows at the Detroit Improv Festival, and I want to say thanks to all my wrestling fans and wrestling buddies who came out to those shows.
Oh,
thanks,
wow.
Guys.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
How many shows?
We had two. A show Friday, a show Saturday.
Good deal, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
And that dude right there, he is a former Hollywood Heritage Champion in Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. He's worked for WWE pretty much every single branded show, as well as all across the world, including Australia. Find him on social media at True Hobo. Yeah. He's the boxcar superstar, the Hobo.
Yeah, hell of a week for me last week. I filmed a television show. I was at the Jiffy Studios doing something for wrestling, pro wrestling.
I saw a photo of you. You almost looked like you were a warrior of some type.
Well, sort of. It was a shot from the past, 1968. The details, a little hazy. Okay. Things got weird.
So can you let us know what exactly the project is?
Hmm. Well, it's not to reveal too much, but it's a show called Fifth Quarter.
Uh-huh.
And you can look it up. More than that, I'm not going to reveal.
Does it center around wrestling or no?
This one in particular, it did indeed.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And does it air digitally?
I will let you know when I know.
Okay.
I do not know too much details. Wrestled Shea Cabrera this week or last week as well. And I aired for the first time in the country of India.
Hey.
On VH1.
What?
Yeah. The Team Ashoka music video.
Okay.
Aired in India. So I'm on television in India.
Wow.
Boxcar Club is indeed worldwide.
Yeah.
Nice.
Worldwide. Oh. Good for you, man.
Not bad.
And the lady next to me with her good hair. She is seen every single week on Marvel Movie News as well as Screen Junkies News. Find her everywhere on social media at Marquee McCarty. She's Marquee McCarty.
Yeah, that is me. This past weekend didn't air in India, but I did do an indie improv festival.
Hey.
LA Indie Improv Festival. Yeah, they're
trying to an India improv festival. I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
Wow, that would actually be pretty awesome.
Let's all just go to India, you guys.
Chop off that A there at the end. It's indie, not India.
Indie improv festival.
They're actually I think this is like their third or fourth year of doing it. They're really trying to get off the ground. It's through Clubhouse in Hollywood. And it was a fantastic 2 days of just some improvisers getting together. They even had something called the Rasta Bus, where they had improv teams on the Rasta Bus doing sets. and also Rostin around. If you know what I mean?
Well,
I think you know what I mean.
I think I have an idea.
I think you have an idea.
Was Marley Family Music playing?
Yes.
As it should.
Yes, mm-hmm. There was on the Rostabuzz.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Well, on the ones and twos, speaking of music and amazing sounds, you can find him everywhere at Mark B. Donica. He is none other than Mark B. Donica.
You lie. You give me all of these lies to make me feel like I'm a better person than I actually am. Hi, Johnny.
Well, I didn't say you were a good person. I said you're on the ones and twos.
That's very true. And the other engineers in the booth are laughing at that fact. So I humbly appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
But yeah, before we get started, I want to thank everyone who ended up getting my album. Because remember last Monday when I said, hey, I found out I'm on the Billboard charts? I ended up being number 8 on the Billboard comedy charts.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something sure. I actually never
would have expected. I was the only independent release anywhere on the charts. And it's all because of everyone that bought it. And so feedback has been amazing. I can't thank you enough. If you haven't gotten it yet, go to QuastoAlbum.com, and I guarantee it'll be the best couple of bucks you spend, unless it's on food, of course, because I can't feed you.
Yeah.
That's huge, Johnny. Congrats. And it's hilarious. I've listened to it. I was laughing all the way through, and it's so funny. Great job.
Does iTunes still categorize it as hip-hop?
No, iTunes did switch it over to comedy. I think it still might be under hip-hop on Amazon, but luckily Billboard was smart enough to realize it was comedy, and like Billboard encompasses everything, so getting on the top 10 of Billboard is what you really want to do, and by some small miracle,
I said,
independent release, I had no industry help, no record label, I'm still not even on the new comedy section on iTunes, yet somehow Billboard.
Awesome. So, awesome.
Johnny. Take it. Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Proud of you, kid.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Someday I'm going to get
this
to
young bucks. He's coming up real quick.
We're trying real hard.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hobo's tearing up.
He's a proud
up.
Papa.
Oh,
he's a proud
Hobo's
Papa.
Boxcar Superstars don't cry.
Is Hobo your secret father, like Kurt Angle was Jason Jordan's secret father?
We're a little too close in age for that, especially since I think I'm older than him. But, I mean, hey.
I'm timeless.
Yeah. Stranger things have happened.
He was around in 1968, we just found out.
Oh, that is true.
I'm a time traveler.
He is a time traveler.
Your mom's a fine lady.
Wait, what were you doing on Halloween night in the year? No,
it's that kind of show, ladies and gentlemen.
I like how this is starting.
Yeah. SummerSlam Go Home Show, y'all. Let's get into it. Overall thoughts from the start. Like I said, I kind of watch it on my drive, and so I'm paying attention, but I'm also not like standing there just super engrossed. To me, it seemed like a pretty solid Go Home Show. We had a title change. Hobo, I want to go to you because I know you said something the moment I walked in.
He's calling you out.
I did not feel that this episode was particularly strong. If I were a viewer, I would be watching SummerSlam come Sunday for all of the SmackDown matches.
Wow.
And really not for any of the Raw matches.
Not even the main event with the Fatal 4.
I don't know. It felt a little weak. It wasn't. I felt like it had a better setup, like a couple of weeks ago. If everybody was kept apart, then tonight would have felt a little bit more electric. But everybody was just sort of going at each other a couple few weeks ago. So now we have the same thing again. It feels kind of like tonight we saw everything that we are going to see at SummerSlam, and everything's a sequel. Nothing's for the first time.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
It really
is. I feel like they gave us what we wanted to see. Why buy in?
And does anyone else feel like, and we'll get to it, but why not? It's like a home show. We'll talk about it now.
Mm-hmm.
The demon's really being forced in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is being forced, but that's because they kept him out of the equation for so long. We didn't have any real build up for it. So now it's like in one episode we have it where, oh, this is going to happen. Guess what? Yes, it's happening. I'm okay with Demon King happening. I would have liked for there to be more of a steady build up.
Did you say Demon Kane? I'd love to see that.
Demon Kane. I guess that was my accent.
He comes out with red and
black.
That must be Kane.
I think if you get drenched in a symbolic acidic liquid, mm-hmm. you have no choice but to turn into the demon.
Here's
a reference. He got carried.
It was I was gonna say he got carried. Is what happened.
He got carried.
It wasn't the prom.
It doesn't happen a lot.
But it was close.
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely see your points now, Brandon. When you first, now I get it. I do see what you're saying. Overall, Mark, this SummerSlam, how's it shaping up for you?
I think it sounds long.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it sounds long. 2-hour pre-show, and it's going to be at least a 4-hour main show. So it's going to be a long show.
It's SummerSlam in August. Sorry, it's WrestleMania in August, really.
Yeah, I am looking forward to the Raw main event once we finally get there. I agree with what Hobo was saying. I think some of the build-up to that 4-way match has been a little bit repetitive for me. It's kind of the same thing week after week, and I maybe like to see these guys kept apart instead of all these different combinations of getting them in the ring together. It makes it feel a little less special. But I still am excited for that main event. I'm looking forward to that.
I think it's going to be a spectacular main event. And the thing is, we don't know who of the four. I wouldn't be shocked with any of them. So that's what I do like about that. Yeah. By the way, everyone in chat roll, Hobo, they think you are Doctor Who, the time traveler.
They say you're the 14th Doctor.
That makes sense. Well, I'm not saying no.
Doctor Hubo.
Yeah. W-H-O-B-O.
Yeah, like for me, I really enjoyed the reunion because, you know, I'm a sucker for Dean Ambrose, and I like that this culmination happened. Mm-hmm. I'm a total sucker for it. I mark out for it big time. I was just like, yes! And it's like, where's Reigns?
You weren't alone. The crowd was going bananas.
Yeah, they went nuts for it.
Boston was on fire.
About it. Yeah. I was all about it.
The crowd was really good all night.
Yeah.
This was the best Raw crowd in a long time.
I mean, when they wouldn't let Cass talk, I thought it was fantastic. And I also thought, I think he maybe did a few too many starts and stops. But overall, I thought Cass handled it really well.
I think he was just so excited that he was getting that much heat. He was like, I've got to milk this. I'm over.
Maybe. Pushing the corners of his mouth down, trying not to smile. If I were him, I would smile.
Yeah.
You guys hate me this much?
Yeah.
Screw each and every one of you.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
Soak it up, man.
Yeah.
But kudos to Boston. I mean, they were really on point all night.
Everybody, pan to the audience, everybody had a beer in their hand.
Well,
I think they were a pretty, pretty liquid audience. Yeah, liquid audience. It is a good audience.
It is Boston. Mm-hmm. Boston's a liquid city.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's remember, always more fun to be involved.
They had a tea party once.
Yeah, ever since then.
did you just make a historical joke?
They did. They
we love our Johnny.
They had a tea party.
Johnny was there. He was there. He saw it happen.
You're not the only one.
Probably
there. You were probably there, Hobo. How old are you?
Look, him and I have our business, and we don't have to discuss it any further. All right. How great would that be if him and I really were time travelers?
That would actually be pretty awesome.
Right?
I'm like, show us your TARDIS.
Let's make some fan fiction. Write us some fan fiction.
Does that make Johnny the master or the companion?
He'd be the companion. Come on.
Johnny, you're the master.
Master right here.
You wouldn't want to be the doctor?
The doctor and the master are two different people.
Doctor Who, he's an alien. He always travels with a human
companion. I do know
Doctor
Who.
Usually a human
companion. I know who Doctor Who is, yes.
So the master is like his arch nemesis, but kind of not arch nemesis.
They're frenemies.
It depends on the regeneration that they're in.
I like the word nemesis, so I don't mind being that.
Yeah, but I mean, he really wants the devastation of everything. He's an anarchist.
No, that's not me.
Yeah, you're more of a companion.
I'm much too tired to do all that. You know?
Yeah.
I'd rather just be chilling.
You're closer to a Rory than to a master.
Sure, I'd rather just show up, grab a couple of drinks. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather eat the rich.
There you go. So he's the master. I'm the... Sure, that's how
it
works.
You can be the companion to Dr. Hobo.
I'll take it.
Yeah. They already call me Dr. Teeth. Why not Dr.
When he gets us into trouble, I'll be the one that bails us out. I'll talk my way out of it, and then we'll disappear into the time warp thing.
Okay, both of you just turned into Rick and Morty. So
perfect.
I like all of them.
Dina!
Am I Rick?
Yeah, you have the drinking problem.
You would be Rick.
I like it. Dean Ambrose hits the ring to start off. He's tired of the game. Seth Rollins walked out on him last week. Well, Seth comes down to the ring. They basically argue like a couple that just knows they're going to get back together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But neither one wants to admit they were wrong at different points.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then they fight.
Yeah.
They fight like a couple of brothers, which is pretty... I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was like a pressure release for them. They had to scrap a little bit. There was still some bad blood, and they just had to get that out.
Yeah, a little bloodletting.
Just a bit.
Sometimes my wife and I just beat the hell out of each other like that. You know, you need it sometimes.
Right.
Every now and then.
That's how you show up with
bruises. It's healthy for a relationship.
Okay.
It's not violence if it's a competition to see who the winner is. Some people play board games. Mm-hmm. Other people grab, you know, household items and smash each other in the head with them.
Right.
That's just how relationships go. Mm-hmm. To each their own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, that wasn't the end of it.
Right.
They finally get back. Well, actually, no, they're not even back in the ring. They're still fighting it out. Sheamus and Cesaro, they decide to just come down and take full advantage of that.
What was this? How dare they get involved in their business?
What a mistake they made. I think they were set to not have to have a match at SummerSlam. And they made this mistake of interfering in this match.
It's like they were just going to cruise right
by. They were
going to
cruise right by.
SummerSlam.
No one's even going to notice they didn't have a match.
Yeah, they might have just showed up backstage and be like, oh, remember these? Oh, too late. Too late.
Why would they get involved? Why wouldn't they just stand back and go, look at these idiots?
Yeah, why?
They can beat us, but they can't, like, get along? This is fantastic. I want a match with them. Why even get involved? Why?
They want that paycheck.
Pretty thin.
Pretty thin.
They already get the paycheck because they're the champions. They already get the bonus just from holding the belts. Uh-huh. They don't need the payday from the event because they already have the check coming in from the belts.
Yeah. And you knew that was
why
coming.
Why get involved?
You knew they were going to get involved.
Right, yeah. But it's the motivation. The motivation's all wrong. Their motivation should be, we can beat these guys with one hand between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, let's have a match with them, suckers.
They could have been in the back watching the flat screen, like eating crackers like Rhino.
And yeah, just going, this is
like,
great.
Just like shouting out to everybody. Yeah. And then Kurt Angle comes up and like, oh, no. This will not flow.
that would have been better.
Yep.
More compelling.
I don't disagree with you. But nonetheless, they do clean the ring of Sheamus and Cesaro. They do the fist bump. Yeah. They hold it.
Yes.
Angle hits the ramp, and he says, we do have a match at SummerSlam. The tag titles will be on the line. Sheamus, Cesaro versus 2/3 of the Shield. So
it's happening.
It'll be a good match.
You know what? It was a good build over the last few weeks. It was. Mm-hmm. It was a good build. And it did, like you said, the place did erupt when they finally fell back in love. And
sure.
Yeah, because it's like Dean threw it down and Seth was like, no. Yeah. And then Seth threw it down, but Dean was like, no.
Yeah.
Then they had to tussle a little bit.
I don't know if this is my prediction, but what I'd like to see happen after all this buildup is they get to SummerSlam, they have the match, and as soon as the bell rings, Rollins just immediately turns on Ambrose.
Oh, man.
And just beats the hell out of him and turns back heel.
Good.
That's what I'm praying for.
You don't even get a match out of it.
No.
He'd be popping out of everywhere for months, like years, taking on Rollins. He'd be popping out of Corey Graves.
Here's the question. Do you think the titles change hands?
Ooh.
Ooh, it is tough. It's tough to really do everything. Because it wouldn't be a surprise because the competitor, the challengers to the champions have so much chemistry. They know each other so well.
Yep.
So it's possible that they could actually make a very good bid for the championships.
Yeah. I think Sheamus and Cesaro are definitely best holding the titles, more so than being chasers. And I think we've just seen them scratch the surface of actually being like a real cohesive unit. And Dean and Seth could have a lot more. Yeah, they come back and win the titles right away. I don't think it's as compelling as them getting pissed off for a while and frustrated back and forth, maybe.
I'm going to say I want them to win the titles because then it's they have to be a team.
Right.
You know, it's like this is a tentative truce. It can feel that way. But it's like there's still, I feel like there's still some sort of conflict that's between them.
So the story's there. Can they stay together and keep the titles?
Exactly. Are they going to behave like a team now? I mean, forgiveness is one thing, but, you know, embracing hug acceptance and working as a team is different. So I would kind of want to see that journey of them having to be a team because they're the tag team titles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, the fist bump happens, so it's official. The match is happening this Sunday. I could almost see this leading off the show.
Oh.
The
pre-show at 2 p.m. Pacific?
I whenever that may be. No. Is it 7 p.m. start time, Eastern?
Yeah.
Wow. 7? For
the main show.
Sure.
Okay.
For the main show, 7 Eastern. And the pre-show is 2 hours before that. The pre-show is 5.
Always plan for 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're not kidding. It really does begin at 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yes. Call off work. Tell your family you're not coming to church.
Yeah.
You got a full day on Sunday, wrestling fans.
Lord. Not to mention takeover the night before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be a long weekend.
That's a wrestling weekend.
First match of the night, Sasha Banks and Nia Jax for the number one contendership to Alexa Bliss's Raw Women's title. She takes a high pedestal at ringside and seemed to really enjoy herself up there. This match I thought was really great. I mean, for how overly powerful Nia Jax can be, Sasha sold her tail off. Then again, I don't think it's hard to sell when Nia Jax is beating you up.
Yeah, it's like when people used to quote-unquote sell for Vader, he was just killing them.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
He was just destroying them.
The referee in this, too, every time Nia would get something offensive, the referee would be checking on Sasha. He'd be right there going, are you still in it? And it felt like Nia was really dangerous.
Yeah.
Because after what happened to Bayley, like...
She is, though. Oof. I mean, yeah.
Well, right. Yeah. But this, to me, sold it. Like, this woman is above and beyond powerful.
Mm-hmm. From the opening shoulder block to where she mocked Sasha right from the beginning, and then, you know, the throwing her into the barricade on top of everything else.
Oh, that was a beautiful swing.
Oof. It was a full...
It was horrifyingly beautiful.
Full 180-degree turn. Oof. All the buildup.
Had a little bit of
snap
in the hip with it, too. It was kind of like a video game where it's like, you know, Zelda or something like that, where you are this little character going up against this huge, like, bongo or something, and you have to use your Navi or something to zero in on the, you know.
It was like Shadow of the Colossus.
A tiny thing, calling
on a big thing.
It's like you have to take all the weak points, and that's what Sasha did. And you have to strategically back away. Like, when she rolled out of the ring, she was like, nope, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I thought it was really fun, and Sasha just, she took a lot of violence. And the way she won, even, the fact that it ended up being two bank statements into a reversal into the DDT, I mean, it's hard to be believably defeating Nia Jax when you're that size.
Right.
But if there's any way to do it, I feel like she pulled it off. Now, you've been in the ring 14, I forget how many years.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like, for someone her size, it made the most sense on how she actually...
Oh, 100%. It was all strategy and technique, but Nia's power still showed through. Because it was Nia in the bank statement. She was still able to pull the both of them to the ropes. Sasha switches sides to keep Nia away from the ropes. Then Nia gets to her feet because Nia's Nia, and it doesn't matter who's on her back. She's still going to get up.
Yep.
But then Sasha, maneuvering around, hits that DDT and back into the bank statement on the already damaged head. It was perfect strategy.
It was.
It worked absolutely to a T. I don't know if that was her plan the entire time, but man, it could not have worked out better for her in that situation.
Place went crazy. Drunk Boston went crazy for the ending too.
Boss?
Hometown
ten?
Hero. Yeah, hometown hero.
Boston.
What? Yeah. I said
boss?
drunk Boston.
No, Boston.
Oh, right. I got it. Like legit Boston.
Yeah.
There you go.
What happened to the King of the Ring throne? They kept calling Alexa's seat her throne. Remember, they used to have an actual throne, but really they just painted a lifeguard's chair silver.
I wanted someone to knock her off of that. Was I the only one that felt that way? That they wanted some, you know, Alexa knocked off that?
AJ in chat said it was the lifeguard chair from Sandlot. Good call.
Yeah, I love that.
I loved it.
Yeah, Alexi was Wendy Pfeffercorn.
There you go.
Whoa. Off the top of his head.
No, that was going around throughout the segment.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, then.
I was going to say, that's a deep cut.
Yeah, really good match. So, Sasha,
I don't even remember the dog's name.
I don't. James Earl Jones was blind. I know that much in the film.
Aw.
Baseball. He said that a couple times.
Sure.
So Sasha, Alexa at SummerSlam. I mean, it's going to be good. It obviously wasn't what the plan was before Bayley got injured, but hey.
Might not be the worst thing for Bayley that she gets a little break from TV, maybe can come back fresh and revamped. Because, you know, the Bayley that we love from NXT hasn't quite translated to Raw yet, so maybe she'll get a fresh crack at it, and the creative team will as well.
Well, we haven't heard anything about the shoulder as far as damage or no surgery.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yeah.
I think it's possible. It's probably just a case if she needs rest.
Yeah. Or it could be an AC joint again, to where it just takes time and PT to fix
it
up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, moving on, Miz complains to Kurt Angle backstage, and the Hardys decide to laugh it off. And the Miz says, you know what? I'm going to take on Jason Jordan tonight. Kurt Angle's like, all right, go for it. That pretty much sums up that. And actually, did get a wonderful from Matt Hardy, which was nice.
Yeah pretty much it. Miz didn't threaten to sleep with Jason Jordan like Emma did a few weeks ago. He was more diplomatic.
Yeah. Boy, what a threat that sounds like.
Yeah. Like,
That'd be rough.
It's like, poor Jason Jordan.
I know. If he was
poor
a cool,
guy.
If he was a cool dad, he'd be like, go for it.
Exactly.
It's true. All right, Elias Sampson. Elias, one, two names. I don't know.
One now. I don't remember saying Sampson.
Nope. They called it Sampson a couple times tonight.
Did they?
Did he say Who Wants to Walk with Elias?
He did.
Yeah.
But on commentary, they also said Sampson a few times, so
they
maybe.
Did.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
make
the
up
crowd
your
was
minds.
Feeling it, though, right? They were super responsive. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, immediately. And he didn't even, it wasn't even really that harsh, but he was just like, this town sucks. And they were like, yeah, we'll kill you.
Right. That sounds like Boston.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah, he gets a couple lyrics out, and then R-Truth's music hits and interrupts him. R-Truth gets on the apron, and that's about as far as he gets.
Oh, man.
Elias just wallops him.
Yep.
I guess they're going to have a match for the right to play music at SummerSlam.
Maybe.
Yeah. Only one of us gets to sing.
Well, you know, I'd like to see them combine. Hip-hop with a little bit of acoustic guitar is really solid.
Future tag team.
What would you call that band?
Oh, man.
Elias Truth. R-Truth Elias. Nope. I'm just combining their names.
Yes.
Walking Truth.
Yeah. Walking Truth.
Walking Truth. Drifting Truth.
It probably will lead to a tag team. I don't know. Maybe not. Why not?
It, that feels like if that idea like was pitched to Vince, he'd be like, yeah, they can rap, and then he'd play his guitar.
Well, it's probably the only reason they had an issue tonight was, you guys sing, right? Go fight about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even a fight. Elias attacked him, and that was pretty much the end of it.
Yeah.
So, moving on, Big Cass, this is where, wow, nobody would let him even start. He's standing in front of the shark cage. I think he started six times before he finally said, I'm just going to talk over you.
Yeah, it was great.
I thought so, too. For Cass, this is a big step for him. He just got really confident, really cocky, and said a lot of things. And the crowd would not let up on him, which is really good.
Hopefully it was that they hated him and not just that they disliked the concept of shark cages in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
But I think it was him. I think it was him.
Who doesn't love a shark cage? Come on! Boom. I love a shark cage!
Have you ever been in one?
Yeah!
Really?
At
WrestleMania, they had one that you could go and get in for a photo op, and I took a picture in the shark cage.
I did not know that.
That's one of the things that I would be okay with getting through this lifetime not doing, being in a shark cage. I'm A-okay with that.
You don't want to be hanging above the ring in a shark cage? Or underwater in a shark cage?
I see your point there.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta believe something weird is. It's not just gonna be Enzo hanging in the shark cage and that's it. There's something.
A whole bunch of stuff changed during the course of this whole segment.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, it's getting weirder and weirder by the moment.
Yeah,
you can literally feel little fingers on keyboards typing away back there they're trying to make. Well, because Enzo comes out, of course, and I'm sure you have something to say about Enzo.
Yeah, I mean, he... Sure, I mean...
He was Enzo.
Yeah.
It was Enzo coming out. It was Enzo.
He was Enzoing it up. It's a good reaction.
Yeah, he called himself a star, and he essentially just introduced the Big Show. Yeah. And then Big Show came down, they started to duke it out, then the club shows up. Attack Big Show from behind, and they essentially break his hand, which I actually love the strategy. Take away the hand that knocked out Cass 2 weeks in a row, just stomping on it using the I don't even see where they got that from.
Yeah,
it was Gallo's belt.
Was it?
He just whips his belt off, snaps it around the hand, they pull his arm through the cage and hobble him.
Yeah, I like it.
Like a Stephen King novel.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal. Where the hell did the club come from?
Yeah. I was thrilled to see them out there. We were just saying a couple weeks ago, we'd love to see them, see more of them, see them used in different ways on Ross. I'm not sure where this is leading or what this was exactly or what this is leading to, if it's a new faction, but it was something with these guys new, so I was happy to see that.
Yeah.
So is Cass versus Big Show going to happen?
We don't
know.
Well, we find out a little bit later on in the show. Yeah.
That's wasn't a definitive answer.
It was not essentially definitive, no. But I love what Cass and the club did. I thought the strategy was great. And You know, and then, of course,
it's like they took out one of the fists, but he's got another one, and he's got the rest of the Big Show.
Yeah, there's still a lot of Big Show left.
There's still
97% of Big Show is left to fight.
Yeah.
Which is more than most people.
You know, in all, I've seen many, many, like, somebody in the shark cage matches over my lifetime of watching wrestling, but I've always seen it be a manager, a bad guy manager in the shark cage, with the premise being this manager always interferes, so to stop him from interfering, we're going to hang him up in the sky in the shark cage, right? I've never seen someone have to be in a shark cage just because they're a good guy, scorned lover.
It really can't stay away.
It's basically like instead of getting a restraining order against him, they're putting him in a shark cage.
Yeah, he's like he's all in his feelings, and this is the only way that Cass can get him to stay away.
Yeah,
you're right. It really is a whole change on the shark cage.
Well, past. I've never seen it done like this.
The addition of the club, I just look at it as a couple more guys for Enzo to land on when he jumps from the shark cage.
That's probably what it's going to be.
A bigger landing pad.
We're going to have some kind of landing from that shark cage. How he's going to get out, I don't know.
I bet Enzo knows how to pick that lock.
I think that's what it'll be. Like, he'll reach into it, like his little hair, and he'll just, like, pick it up.
Yeah, that's not going to be the first lock Enzo ever picked.
No, and he might actually be able to just squeeze through the actual bars.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Possibility.
It's entirely possible. Now, this match, wow. I did not see the ending coming, but it was start to finish. It was great. These two guys were working as if it was SummerSlam, and as if they wanted to be on SummerSlam. Maybe they will be. Maybe we'll have a rematch. But Tozawa... Titus, worldwide, baby, is the new Cruiserweight Champion, defeating Neville. Wow.
Did not see that coming at all.
I saw it coming.
As soon as
I saw the match, because the match, that's a SummerSlam match. When you put it on Raw, you go, well, this is going to be a surprise finish. You're not going to see this one coming. It's going to be Tozawa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Tozawa.
I see your point. I mean, I thought Neville was going to just keep that title forever. I mean, I didn't see any reason for him to lose it anytime soon, but I love what Tozawa and Titus Worldwide are doing.
Yeah, I just kind of really enjoyed that with Tozawa being part of Titus Worldwide. He's got, like, well, he already had confidence. He was already a warrior, but now he's got this support system, and it just seems to really work with him. I think Titus is really taking care of him, you know, feeding him with coconut water and, succulent meats, quality meats.
He healed him overnight almost.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks ago, Tozawa was in excruciating pain.
He's probably got him on probiotics and kombucha.
Right. The hyperbaric chamber and kombucha is a really great combination.
There you go.
It must be.
Yeah, and it brought Tozawa back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was sort of a beautifully executed match because both competitors having such high flying finishes and trying over and over again to hit them and missing, and then finally one of them managing to pull it off, and it happened to be Tozawa with that senton bomb. They call it a bomb, and it has the most impact, I think, of any senton I've ever seen. I don't know how either man particularly survives the impact of that move, but the title changed hands as a result, and it was a celebration to really be enjoyed by all.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because Titus Worldwide originally was probably going to be a devious faction, but people are, like, really getting behind it, I think, because they love Tozawa. It's hard to dislike Apollo Crews. It's easy to dislike Titus, but at the same time, he's also really charismatic and funny at the same time. So, I don't know. I think Titus Worldwide is onto something. I don't know where they go from here. Do you think we get the rematch on Sunday?
Maybe. Maybe everything from tonight will have a rematch on Sunday.
It seems like it, right?
SummerSlam goes Hollywood. Yeah. Everything's a sequel.
Instead of the thing where they usually have the match at SummerSlam and the rematch the night before, they just got ahead of it by doing it the week before the event, and Monday's going to be a completely different set of matches.
Wait a minute, did we just watch SummerSlam?
Yeah,
we did. We really watched SummerSlam.
Yeah, and it was only 3 hours long.
Well, something's got to happen on 205 Live tomorrow, too. Right? Something's going to happen, so maybe they'll rematch.
Neville has to do something.
They announced
that
there's going to be some sort of a celebration coronation
thing
for Tozawa.
Titus Worldwide's got to have a party.
got to.
Right?
Yeah, I wonder if there'll be a mascot.
That's what they're missing.
The congratulations banner. Right. I wonder who'd be in that mascot outfit.
Huh. An angry
Neville.
Wet Neville, yeah.
Yeah.
He's always wet.
I love that we saw the red arrow tonight and it didn't land.
Yeah.
It's like, that's awesome. I like that. Because we get it so rarely. So for that to be put out and it wasn't enough, it wasn't at the right time, I adored that.
I mean, Neville hit that title for, I want to say, 6 months at least.
Well, since WrestleMania. Before WrestleMania.
Before WrestleMania, for sure. So that's at least 4 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he'll win it back quick. I do. I bet Tozawa doesn't have it real long. But they had a great match. The crowd was really into it. And they had time to have a great match,
too. Yeah,
they
did. They had a commercial break and everything.
Yeah. They had at least a couple segments for the match. It's really fun. International. It felt like the G1 for a second.
A little bit. Looks like they did announce the rematch for SummerSlam. So. Okay. Maybe.
Wait, really?
That's where, according to chat roll.
Oh my god.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. Great match, though. Congrats to Tozawa, and it's going to be, maybe he'll win it back really quick on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe.
Tozawa earned it, one way or another.
Yes.
Tozawa absolutely earned it. You can't say, no matter how long he actually holds onto the belt, I'd say he absolutely earned the right to call himself a champion.
Oh, he's so likable, and he's so fun to watch. And you look at a lot of the guys in the Cruiserweight Classic, they didn't have the personality to go with the athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
Tozawa not only had it, but he's built on that. Like, he's adjusted so quick to what is needed, I think, of him being on television. Being in WWE, like, he got it, you know? And I think adding Titus really helped because for a while, he was that guy that was stuck with Titus. He didn't want to be there. And then all of a sudden, he bought in. It was like a nice progression, which you don't get too often nowadays. So it's pretty cool. Big Show backstage in the locker room tells Enzo he's not missing SummerSlam. He's like, don't forget, I'm the Big Show. You know, he's got a possible broken hand.
Right, but all the rest of them is still going to show up.
Yeah, there you go. And if that's going to be put in a cast, that makes it more deadly. Yeah. So,
if you need an extra hand, by the way, call Mae Young. She can help you out. She can help you out. I'm just
there
saying.
You go.
The hand is
there. You're gonna need someone to do a séance. Well, I'm afraid.
Oh yeah, there's that part.
There's that part.
You are a time traveler.
I am. Hobo. Well, I'm not a shaman.
Get in the TARDIS. Dr. Hobo, solve this for us.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, Big Show and Enzo, he's not missing SummerSlam. The Shark Cage match is still on, even with a busted up hand. Mickey James and Emma have a little backstage thing to where Emma's complaining about how she got screwed last week. Mickey's like, no, you tapped out, you weirdo. What are you talking about? And by the way, Mickey looks like she's hit the fountain of youth. She's amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, she's great still. She can still go. I love that she's back in WWE.
Yeah, I enjoyed her gear, definitely. You know, great color combination and everything.
I would like to see her in, I'm not saying she has to win the title, but putting her back in a title picture, I think she can elevate anyone on that roster. And it's just weird. She's been kind of just not used.
Yeah, I like that she was willing to just throw down. To be like, oh, you're belly aching about this. How about you go up against a 6-time champion?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
Yeah, she's like,
it's
hey,
like, you don't know who you're talking to. I'm about to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And that match does happen. Mickey James defeats Emma with the Mick kick. And not the longest match in the world, but it was nice to see them get a match on Raw. And, you know, it was just nice to see them both, to be honest.
They're going to have to do like a training montage with Emma or something at this point.
She's on her phone too much. Maybe. She's got to look up and pay attention to what's going on in the world. No, I kind of like that in every backstage segment, she's just like looking at her phone. She's like distracted. I guess she's half paying attention.
I guess you're allowed to use your phone at work. I don't know.
Well, if I was used as little as she is, I'd probably be on my phone a lot too.
Got to do something.
Just saying. Mickey James, you know, she is... She brings such an incredible amount of knowledge to the table that she is so difficult to beat, and that's what Emma found out tonight. Emma had to play catch-up for just virtually the entire match, and it ended in such a quick fashion because that's Mickey James. She's a step ahead maybe 90% of the time.
That's the thing. She is still so youthful, even though she's, you know, certainly older than every other woman on the roster. But, man, you can't tell. I mean, she's just still incredible. And I really think that she's got a great main event run left in her. I just don't know what the plan is. But
yeah, they just need to build her the right way. I mean, the audience...
There's nobody to build her. She's Mickie James.
The audience didn't respond in the way that I thought they would, especially with this Boston crowd. Was that just me feeling that way? I mean, she won.
I think it's just because we don't see them a lot on TV, either one of them, right? Yeah.
And who knows? We didn't see their entrances. So, you know, they could have been loud for that at least.
Okay. But she won, and they weren't, you know, as on board as they have been with everything else. Yeah. So that says something. That says, okay, we've got to put a little bit of stretching, a little bit of background work into this so we can then give her a run.
Perhaps.
I mean, she looks up to the task for it. Looks like, you know, no problem there. So let's get the crowd on Mickie's side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Zeno Hour with a pretty interesting idea. Emma goes on a losing streak but brings in Peyton and Billy Kay to help her because they are all best friends.
Hey, great.
So
I'd love to see them come up to the main roster eventually.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting way to do it.
The iconic trio.
There you go. Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor, once again, another SummerSlam match that Kurt Angle, on a whim, made tonight because they were fighting backstage.
Yeah.
So SummerSlam comes early, and Bray Wyatt just kind of handles Finn Balor, two Sister Abigails, and then the lights go out, the lights come back on, and he's got himself a little bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bucket, you know, as we mentioned, full of...
metal bucket.
Goat's blood from the compound?
Symbolic acidic liquid, as it was described on Raw.
Oh, they couldn't say blood, huh? Yeah.
No, they could not.
Okay. And then he just, he carried Finn Balor. He just did that. Yeah. And by carried, I mean as in the movie.
Right.
I mean, poured it all over him in the corner of that ring.
Yeah.
It occurred to me that if Vince McMahon needed an emergency blood transfusion, he would have to say, I need some symbolic acidic liquid at a local medical facility.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
He couldn't say, I need a blood transfusion at a hospital. Symbolic acidic liquid at a local medical facility.
Yeah.
That's how McMahon would ask for it.
That's actually the new politically correct way to say donate blood.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, you've done blood drives.
Yeah, John, I do.
I do viscous acidic liquid blood drives all the time.
How's that go?
Can't even say it right. Yeah. Still said blood. Viscous acidic liquid drives.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. This was something.
Yeah, it was. I like that they're thinking outside the box with things. So, yeah. It caught me so by... No, it caught me so by surprise.
Outside the bucket.
Yeah. It was so by surprise. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It's just because if they're going to continue on this route, if they're making Bray their new, like, Prince of Darkness type of thing, he has to be strong enough and weird enough to bring out, you know, the Demon King, and it looks like that happened, so then continue the course. Stay the course then.
Yeah. I guess. Why would you do it after you win? He won, right, and then did it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems dumb.
Well, every time I've poured acidic liquid on someone, it's generally after I feel like I've gotten the upper hand already.
I guess so.
Well, he considers himself a god, and gods are vengeful.
True. Look at the Old Testament. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling on that?
Not great. It was pretty... Just they're crowbarring this as much as humanly possible, and it's a rough go. This should have been a SummerSlam match to set up for a future match, to make people wait for the Demon a little bit more.
Agreed.
You know, you really could have had a build. You could have Finn Balor come out after this and go, I don't need the Demon to beat you. I'm going to beat you like a man and prove that you're a man that can be beaten by just a regular guy.
Agreed.
But no. I'm covered in blood. Demon! I'm a demon now! Like, okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's y'all. Okay.
Balor did say, you have plenty of demons. Well, I have one of my own. Boom. All of a sudden. And then they make the announcement about 20 minutes later that it's official. Demon Finn Balor. I'm like, you guys didn't have to do that, man.
It was very... The way it was always presented before was much more... What's the right term? Maybe organic than this, right? It was a little... It wasn't so sort of, you know, ham-fisted. When the demon would appear, how he would appear, or whatever, right? And that felt a little cooler, I guess, in a way.
All the other situations that Finn Balor has been in and he hasn't felt the need to be the demon, and this arguably is enough to make him want to be the demon now, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
And also, I don't think... It's already SummerSlam. You didn't need to do this. It's already a loaded card. It's a long show. You already have... People are excited for Finn Balor anyway. I don't understand why, like you said, the demon has to all of a sudden show up on Sunday. Like, let Bray Wyatt defeat him at SummerSlam.
It seems like from a creative point of view, they felt like just... Maybe they felt like if he were to appear as the demon, it has to be justified or motivated in some way now, where it wasn't really presented that way before. And they came up with this blood thing, or the acidic viscerous liquid, or whatever the hell it is, to kind of justify the appearance of it, right?
The whole thing screams of last minute to me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thinking that this didn't necessarily exist in a vacuum, I mean, they have kind of been teasing the two of them together. Remember last week where it was the... And, like, Finn getting the upper hand and Bray having to, you know, boop-a-loop himself out of the ring. Sorry, that's just the noise that it makes in my head.
Yeah, it's good. No, it's fine.
So, I mean, there is some build-up. This was a lot of escalation very quickly for this. But,
well, have you ever had
been, like,
acidic viscous liquid poured all over you?
No, no. Well, I never.
You might turn into a demon.
I never went to that college weekend. Thank you. No.
Maybe we'd all turn into demons if that happened to us.
Maybe.
We don't know.
That's perhaps we should have Hobo try it out.
Yes, I mean, no, we should all do it. No, let's all drop this stuff and get weird.
Well, Burning Man's right around the corner.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Wow.
Is.
And we could do Blood Man right here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of viscous liquids at Burning Man, from what I've been told.
Oh, yeah. Wear a condom.
Oh, well, lords.
Wasn't okay.
That kind of show.
Yep, got it.
I'm doing it for the kids.
For water balloons.
Letting the kids know.
So, yes, we're going to get the Demon and Bray Wyatt this Sunday. Miz versus Jason Jordan ends in a quick DQ because the Miztourage gets involved. Well, I guess during the commercial break, it becomes a tag team match.
Ooh, I got it that time.
Nope. All right.
Last time this happened, I didn't know what was going on.
A tag team match.
Nope.
No, third time's going to be the charm. Third time's going to be the charm.
Try it.
Let's do it.
During the commercial break, it becomes a tag team match. Why? What?
Thanks, Jimbo.
And the Hardys come out.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. No, he's not wrong.
He's right. They did come out.
Yeah. Jimbo's got jokes. Jimbo got
this
jokes.
This is what happens when you get thrown in the show halfway through it, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimbo.
Come on, catch up.
Normally, I would pull that up in a separate page and all that, and I'm just looking through gleams, and I don't see Teddy Long anywhere. So
okay.
You got the Hardys. Be happy you got a tag team.
Thank you,
Jimbo. I could have hit this.
Could have. That would have made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, at least the Hardys fit.
That would have been sad.
Good point. But a swanton from Jeff Hardy for the W. So the Miz doesn't have a SummerSlam match.
Nope, and neither does Jason Jordan, and neither do the Hardys, and neither do Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel.
How many can you have?
Yeah. And neither does the Big Show with a broken hand. And,
Maybe there's going to be a rematch of this six-man tag team match at SummerSlam. There's a rematch of everything else.
I thought we were going to get the six-man tag at SummerSlam because the match tonight between Miz and Jason Jordan ended in a disqualification. And the Hardys came out, and when they went to break, I said to myself, okay, so maybe we'll have a six-man tag at SummerSlam. Oh, no, where's the... at SummerSlam. Okay, that's cool.
Guys, I can't even look at Bo Dallas the same way after I listened to him on Chris Jericho's podcast a couple weeks ago. Did any of you guys hear this?
No.
Oh, man. They did a whole episode just about conspiracy theories.
I love that.
Because it turns out that Bo Dallas in real life is a hardcore conspiracy theorist.
I'm into that.
I'm listening to this podcast.
I don't mean like Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster stuff. I mean like 9/11 didn't happen. All the Bushes are lizard people. people. The Clintons are lizard people.
You've never talked to Brian Kendrick, have you?
I have talked to Brian Kendrick.
Wait, by lizard people, do you mean Skrulls? Because that's different.
No. They mean real, legit lizard people that are 7 feet.
That are aliens. So we're talking about Skrulls.
Invisible. Yeah. And live beneath the city of Los Angeles in the sewer system.
Yeah.
Okay, it's,
I am not making this up.
Yeah. Sounding a whole
That's
lot like
pretty
Skrulls,
deep.
Though.
I didn't. I like certain conspiracies. I love Jesse Ventura. I'll listen to him all day. But there's certain things that are a little crazier than others.
This is next level.
Really?
Yeah. He tries to get you to believe for sure. He is deep into this stuff. If he and Brian Kendrick got together,
I'm sure they do this a lot backstage.
They probably do, right?
It's a long taping.
And he wasn't afraid to voice all those things on the show.
Excited to voice them. Excited. Excited. Yeah. He feels like he needs to spread the message.
I mean, look. There's certain things I'm on board with. Some things are a little bit crazy. I mean, but hey, on YouTube, there's rabbit holes and you can fall down them.
Yeah. No, I did fall down one after listening to that podcast. I was like, lizard people? I was like 3 hours later after watching all the lizard people YouTube videos. Like, what is happening to me right now?
There's some pretty intriguing videos when it comes, like, they show like close-ups of like press conferences and like how their eyes move.
Yes.
To me, it looks like camera tricks, but at the same time.
I'm not saying that I believe or I don't believe. It's a theory.
Well, Hobo, you...
I'm open to almost anything.
Me too. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I know that I can't not prove the existence of lizard people.
Sure.
So in essence, there are aliens that are supreme beings.
Right.
Who happen to...
Oh, there's a detailed... There a thing? No, they've got it all, detailed explanations for how it all works.
Wow.
The whole alien planet society and how Earth fits into it and... he will explain it to you all now, on the Chris Jericho podcast.
Is Jericho into it, or he's just giving him the
Jericho is into it. He like he never argues with him. He agrees with him the whole time and just sort of eggs him on. But that is sort of his hosting style in general,
yes.
I guess. You know, he's always sort of just yes-anding in the improv world, we would say, right? He's always just sort of yes-anding the guest.
Yeah, we're a lot alike. He's also into really weird paranormal stuff like I am, too. Like, he'll have on, like... sea monster experts and stuff like, which is so cool.
Yeah. Listen, Kendrick and Dallas should be a tag team and they could be conspiracy theorists. Hey, the Drifting Truth. That's my name for the tag team from earlier. Of Elias and
Rewind Arntruth. Like forever ago when I said that.
You said it?
I said that.
Oh, man, I thought I thought of it a minute ago.
No, I totally said that.
Darn.
Congratulations, guys. I'm looking at the SummerSlam card. Before we get to the final segment of the day or the night, we already have 12 matches. This is in Wikipedia. 12 matches for SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, yeah, nothing involving The Miz currently. But this was just updated. It's got Tozawa Neville on there. It's got Balor Bray Wyatt. Yeah, it's got all these things. Yeah, the tag team. So, yeah, 12 matches thus far.
How many Raw matches?
Let's see. We got one. We got two. We got three. Does cruiserweights count? Yeah, they count.
No. Well, that's 205. It's its own thing.
But they're on Raw, though.
Okay. Well, but it's its own thing.
4, 5, 6. Right now, it's 6 and 6.
Really?
Makes sense. Man.
Now, I'm trying to remember a couple years ago, whatever SummerSlam it was when Lesnar suplex-cityed Cena a zillion times.
Oh, mm-hmm. Was that 2015?
Last one in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Three,
was that 2015?
That was 14.
14?
Ago.
2014. Yeah, 13
or 14. I remember that.
I think
that,
it was 2014.
Yeah, it was.
I remember that card only had about 8 matches.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know what the pre-show had. So maybe we'll get 4 pre-show matches. Yeah, or maybe this will just be a lot longer than people expect.
We might. A bunch of those might be. There might be 3 pre-show matches. There probably will be, right? It's a 2-hour pre-show.
Yeah, you gotta think.
Yeah, he tenderized Cena. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was cringe-inducing. I remember just watching it like, oh, is this gonna stop?
Yeah, shocking.
I did not believe. Ooh.
Then, of course, there's the Becky Lynch cyborg rumors. That's not happening. That's all. There's no way.
They were teasing something on social media.
Sure. It was just them talking back
you
and forth.
You think they're just... Yeah, you think
you
they're
You can't
just...
put Cyborg in a... She hasn't trained to be a wrestler.
No, 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 no. Not that we know of. Unless she's...
Has that ever stopped them before?
Well...
Have you been to Santino Brothers recently?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So, I'm not going to say any more than that.
Well, I know there's been a certain member of the crew... Of the certain crew. Okay.
More than that, I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I'm a absolute, you know, fountain of knowledge. Huh. But you only get to dip your toe.
That's fine.
Very conspiracy theories going on right
some
now.
Toe dipping happening.
Yeah, she's a lizard person. No, I think you got to say
she would be. Honestly, seen her. That's a lizard.
You got to say Orton Rusev probably pre-show because that just became out of nowhere.
Wait, it's Orton. It's Orton Rusev. Okay,
yeah, Orton
maybe.
Rusev.
Maybe pre-show. I don't know.
Main show.
So is the whole Mahal thing just over with right now?
The what thing?
Jinder Mahal.
No, he's still champ.
Okay. Yeah. So then.
No, he's got his match against Nakamura.
Ah, there we go. I forgot for a second.
Yeah. Right. I'm thinking they'll probably do cruiserweights on the pre-show, even though it'll be an amazing match.
I bet they will. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know. I mean, you can't put everything on the main show.
Unless it's all super short. I mean, they used to do WrestleManias back in the day with like 12 matches, but all the, you know, the matches would be like 5 minutes long, a bunch of them.
Right.
And they'd do it all in 3 hours. And I mean, legitimately 5 minutes long. You know, they'd have a bunch of really, really short matches.
True. You know what I see that might lead off the card? Maybe Cena Corbin on the main show.
Ah, yeah.
It's very rare when Cena does a kickoff match. I don't even remember the last time he did.
Hmm. Yeah,
but this is a pretty good situation for it. There's nothing really on the line.
Mm.
It's not like they're fighting for the briefcase.
Well, and I mean, really, there's no. We're in a new world now, right? We're in the network era, and there's no real time constraints on these shows anymore. They can go as long as they want to go. You know, it doesn't have to all take. Even though they're starting an hour earlier, it doesn't all have to take place in 4 hours. They could run over. WrestleMania went way over this year. It's not like they've got to pack it in because the pay per view ends at a certain time anymore.
No, but also you're really putting your main eventers at a disadvantage. Service when it goes too long.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So
it's like you're just hanging around for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Speaking of main eventers, so Paul Heyman hits the ring with Brock Lesnar, and he basically says anyone who becomes the new champion this Sunday, they're not really the champion because Brock Lesnar's not going to get pinned.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will leave WWE. By the way, security surrounding the ring.
Yes.
They were just everywhere.
Kurt Angle ringside.
Definite legitimate security. I don't think those are local wrestlers.
I think a couple of them definitely have never worked security in their lives. Definitely.
Yep. So, yeah, Heyman says his piece. Samoa Joe hits the ring. He said he's going to choke out Brock Lesnar. Braun comes down. He's always a last man standing, according to him. Roman attacks Joe. Strowman power slam to Roman. And then you can't separate Paul Heyman, not Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar, more than Heyman. And
well, you can't separate Heyman and Lesnar either. They're tight.
That's true.
They're tight.
They're very tight. Yep. And then Braun Strowman, they fight through the security like 5 times, and the Raw goes off the air.
I think it's so clever. Heyman is so clever. And I think it's so clever that, you know, because Lesnar got all that press in real life for the potential John Jones fight that's probably going to happen eventually as the SummerSlam card was sort of shaping up.
I don't know.
And to use that, well, maybe, let's say it does. But either way, to use that as part of the storyline here, I think is very smart. So basically what he's saying is that because, and he kind of said this in the promo tonight, that because Lesnar was out making his own deal separate from WWE, WWE got upset about that and booked him in this match against 3 other guys where they know he can lose, get cheated out of losing his title without actually getting pinned.
Conspiracy theorying us?
No, this is what Heyman said. I'm just recapping what Heyman said. Yeah. Right? And I think it's a really, really clever use of everything that's been going on with Lesnar working into this match.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't say he's wrong. 100%. If Brock Lesnar loses the title, it is not because he was put in a situation that was quote unquote fair. Odds are saying that he has the highest chance of losing the championship, and he doesn't even have to be involved in the actual pin or submission.
Mm-hmm.
That's facts. That's statistical facts. So, yeah, the best way to get the belt off of a champion is to put as many people in the match as possible to separate the man from the belt.
And they ended the show with Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar being the final two standing strong. That says volumes for
indeed
what the future holds for Braun Strowman.
Yeah, we barely saw Roman Reigns. Came out, couple boos.
Yeah.
That was it.
Samoa Joe kind of busted on him a bit. That was yep. about it.
Yeah. Security didn't mind that, by the way. They were just like, oh, we're just going to watch. Oh, there's physical interaction. We're just going to watch this part. Then Lesnar and Strowman, like, barely came towards each other, didn't even
like,
touch.
Whoa.
Security was like, no, we should all jump in.
Yeah, yeah. Bring in the locker room. We aren't enough.
And the locker room couldn't even do too much. So. Yeah.
But we've seen it before. It was a couple weeks ago. They had all the security, and then all the security guards got killed. And they brought out the locker room, and the locker room got killed. Yeah. This is, it's an echo. We've already seen it. How is this going to be more impactful? I will say they did a good job of making Strowman look like the greatest physical threat to Brock Lesnar. That was established. Aside from that, I've seen this before.
Yep, yep, right. yep. Mm. The only thing that was different in that pull apart is that the Hardys were out there in this one.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got roped into it.
And poor Somehow. Titus Brand's trying to celebrate their title victory. They have to run back out there.
Jeez.
Dash is out there without Dawson. Tears ensue.
Yeah. Oh.
For me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That was a damn shame.
Titus Brand should have been at the bar by then. What are they even doing backstage still?
Shotgun bombs for everybody.
I don't know. Well, because this match is really up in the air... Why not just go down the row here?
Oh, man. Johnny, you put us on the spot. Well, Johnny on the spot.
Then I'll start off with Mark B. Donica. Who do you think leaves as Universal Champion on Sunday night?
Wrong.
I'm sorry, Jimbo's in there now. Jimbo.
What's up?
Who do you think?
For what?
Wow. Sunday night, main event, Fatal 4-Way.
I think it's going to Braun.
Wow. All
right. Pinning who, though?
Probably like Joe.
Okay.
I don't think Brock is going to lose at all. Like Heyman said, Brock's going to walk away without dropping the title so that it's when he comes back, it's like, oh, well, he technically never lost.
Mm-hmm. Morzeka?
I think Brock leaves with the title. I think he wins. I think he pins Joe.
Brock and Braun take each other out. Because neither of them is going to yield to the other, both being very powerful. Samoa Joe takes out Roman Reigns.
Mm.
And that's exactly what I was going to go for. I think Brock and Braun are outside of the ring duking it out. Reigns is watching them. Samoa Joe pops out of the hammer space in a coquina clutch.
Yep.
So I think it'd be Samoa Joe.
And it ends very quietly, and that's it.
The world ends with a whisper.
Whisper.
Yeah.
Not a roar.
Quoth the Raven, nevermore. I was going to say Brock retains and just surprises everyone, because everyone assumes he's gone. He's going to go fight Jon Jones. He's going to walk away. To me, that always says, well, don't be so sure. Man, I was thinking Brock would pin Roman.
Would pin Roman?
Yes.
You think Vince McMahon...
WrestleMania's whatever? Or, no. I'm having a flashback.
Okay.
You think Vince McMahon would let his precious baby Roman Reigns get pinned by Brock Lesnar in the SummerSlam main event?
I don't know the man's thoughts. I'm just saying, to me, that's what I think would happen.
Do you not think that Lesnar's going to fight Jon Jones? I know you were kind of shaking your head earlier.
I don't think so.
You think Lesnar won't go back to UFC?
No.
Really?
I might be wrong.
You think it's all a negotiating ploy? It might be.
I think it's more a negotiating ploy. Because first of all, Brock Lesnar has nothing to prove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, maybe he got popped after defeating Mark Hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. But what does he have to gain besides money for fighting Jon Jones?
A lot of money.
He doesn't need money.
What did he have to gain from fighting Mark Hunt? He literally had nothing to gain. Mark Hunt was like already a pretty well-retired guy at that point.
And then I think we're kind of forgetting the fact that he's Brock Lesnar. He's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex or a predator, like this epic predator.
Yeah.
And what do predators like to do? What do raptors like to do? Raptors like to hunt.
He's a competitor.
He's not a raptor. At best, he's a T-Rex. And T-Rex got teeny little arms. They're not really
T-Rex
good at fighting.
T-Rex is king of the dinosaurs.
Just because he's tall doesn't mean he's actually king.
Sure. I'm probably wrong. I'm usually wrong. That's why Jon Jones Lesnar probably will happen. But right now I'm saying probably not. I'm saying Lesnar retains, even though I think Joe is probably a great way to go. I think Joe being the champion is so smart, and he would just he's been knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he could be a longtime dominant champion. I think him and Braun can put on some classics. Although I really want to see Roman and Braun keep fighting all the way to WrestleMania. you know, Peter Griffin chicken style. Just super.
Until
crazy.
One of them actually dies.
Man. Oh, no.
Yeah. Scaffold match. Go for it.
Oh, good God almighty. So nonetheless, it's going to be a pretty packed show on Sunday. We hope you guys enjoyed the after show. Let's get into it right now. Let's all put ourselves over. Markia.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Markia McCarty. That's MarkeiaMccarty. And then actually tomorrow I'll be doing Sarah's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Sarah the Rebel's podcast, all about wrestling and women and fun, and I'll put that on my Twitter for that. And then also with Screen Junkies this week, I did an epic breakdown with Koi Jandro of all of the Marvel shows leading up to Defenders. So we're going to release that on Wednesday. I'll also put that on my Twitter. Go ahead and just enjoy that. And then watch the episodes and be prepared for Friday. So you can catch me on Marvel Movie News tomorrow. That's Tuesdays at 2:30 on our sister network, Popcorn Talk. And we will be talking about Defenders amongst other Marvel properties.
Here we go. Mark Warzeka.
I'm at Twitter at Mark Warzeka, MarkWarzecha. Also, I wanted to salute the Joe Louis Arena, which is, I mentioned I was home in Detroit. Joe Louis Arena had so much great wrestling over, I think, 35 years. I grew up going to the Joe Louis Arena, and it just closed a couple weeks ago. I drove past it when I was home. And actually, the last ticketed event in the Joe Louis Arena was that WWE House show a few weeks ago with Lesnar and Joe. That was actually the last ticketed event at the Joe Louis Arena, which I think was pretty cool. So the arena went out with a wrestling show. So
that's great.
Salute to the Joe. A lot of great wrestling history took place there.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Sports history in general.
Mm-hmm. I'm at True Hobo on the Twitter and the Instagram. Let's see. I've got the Anaheim Hot Sauce Expo. I'm actually going to be wrestling at the Anaheim Hot Sauce Expo.
Okay.
On August the 20th. That's, what was that, Sunday? Sunday, because the 19th is a Saturday, therefore the 20th is a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Let's go eat some hot sauce.
Jimbo in the booth.
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the booth. Check out X-Pac 12360. Last week we had Drew McIntyre, and this week I believe we're airing an interview we shot at NXT LA with Aleister Black.
Lovely. And, of course, Mark B. Donica at Mark B. Donica. I'm at Jay Quasto. Real simple, guys. QuastoAlbum.com. Tomorrow morning I find out if I stayed on the Billboard charts, and it's going to be a tall task, but nonetheless, I appreciate everyone who has supported. A lot of you have. If you haven't yet, get the album. You're going to love it. QuastoAlbum.com. Thanks, guys. We love you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.